Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
MacGyver himself.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep. Gotta get
you
my.
You need that?
Yep. I gotta get a signed headshot of MacGyver.
Here?
Here. It's
MacGyver's here.
It is here.
It is here. He's not here.
No. The signed headshot is here.
How do you know that that's even his real signature?
It has a certificate of authenticity.
Jeez, I get you a picture.
The only thing, print out a certificate of authenticity.
The only thing I didn't like about it is the certificate of authenticity was giving a shout out to Stargate.
All right.
They gave a nod to Stargate, not MacGyver.
Hey,
I mean,
folks.
Well, he ain't no MacGyver. We all know that.
It's
who, MacGyver? Ain't no MacGyver?
Yeah, he broke down on the side of the road and didn't even know what to do.
Oh, please.
All right. Y'all ready to rock?
You didn't have any tools.
Right now?
I'm trying to introduce this thing here.
I'm sure you could find a paper clip.
What the hell?
Or, you know,
the big MacGyver.
Break off a piece of the guardrail.
Right.
And you
can sit back and hold the mic if you want. I made sure there's enough slack. I know you do.
You like.
There you go. Yeah. You feel better?
Just relax, you know?
Because it's awesome when you lay back.
I thought about bringing your mic stand, by the way. You know that? I thought about bringing your mic stand. The charming mic stand. Patented. Are you already rocking?
Torturing myself.
It is Saturday, September 21st.
Listen,
the Hub
proud
Show,
roar.
And we are in.
Listen to all our fans.
We are in. We are in Harrisburg, folks. The Harrisburg Comic and Pop Con.
We are gaining a lot more.
We are in what used to be a Boscov department store on the first level. They pretty much packed this place.
We are growing.
I gotta say, I'm having a freaking ball.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't
Chris
know.
Chris just ate more candy than.
God.
What was that all about? The candy man over there.
Candy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I got my picture taken in the Jurassic Park Jeep.
Time out,
so
Charming.
Stoked.
This is the week that Chris just announced his big fancy ass diet he's going on. Here he is.
And the numbers.
Go.
And I've been hopping on the scale. I've been hopping on the scale every single morning.
Yeah.
Wake up, get down in the buff, hop on the scale.
In the buff?
I stand in front of the mirror and I have my dry erase marker.
You make a whole ritual out of this, don't you?
And I write on the mirror my weight and the date every single day at the same time every morning.
Yeah.
And the number has been dropping all week.
And now?
It's going down. And then last night...
Uh-huh. Did you bring a scale with you
night,
for the weekend?
Yeah.
Last night I...
Matter of fact, it's in my pocket.
Yeah, right.
Wait, by the bathroom in the food court, they have one of those things you put a quarter in. You can check your weight.
But I'd have to get down in the buff. In the middle of the mall.
Do what you gotta do, Chris.
Exposure.
You can explain yourself.
Yeah. Are you committed to this diet or not? I just want to know.
Well, I dropped 1 pound the first day, 1 pound the second day, 2 pounds the third day, 1 pound the fourth day.
Are you really watching the scale every day?
And that,
it helps.
And the number keeps.
No, it doesn't help. Don't look at it every day.
You hit that plateau. And
yeah, the number has dropped every day successfully. So seeing the number drop every day makes me want to do it more the next day.
Freaks and Geeks land here talking about your weight, Chris. And you just had a pound of candy, so nothing.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. So
anyway,
that was
we are at Comic-Con, and we are amongst the cosplay row here.
Yeah.
Jake the Snake Roberts is over there signing autographs. Hope we can get him on the show somehow. We got to send Charming out to go get him on camera with us.
I saw Captain D over there.
Captain D is here.
Captain D, we got him playing Hungry Hippos with Trader Charming over here.
Trader? What?
Yeah, whatever. She brought his belt back.
I mean, he was definitely cheating.
Yeah.
Hungry Hippos?
Is that what that guy does? Is cheat?
Yeah.
I'd never trust a pirate.
Hungry Hippo? What was he doing?
He's just, you know, bogarting all the marbles and just...
Bogarting marbles.
Hey, there's a dinosaur.
I love those inflatable
way.
Suits, man.
Oh, I know.
It just looks like so much fun. I do follow this Instagram page where you can get pretty much anything that you want in an inflatable suit.
Which one do you want, Charming?
I want them all. That kid and the Pikachu over there looks like he is having the time of his life.
How about the T-Rex? Do you want this one over here?
I feel like, everybody does the T-Rex. So I'd want something different.
What would you like?
Have you ever been in an inflatable suit? How does it work?
No. It just has like
does
a pump
seal up
going
around your arms and your... Oh, the pump goes all the time?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's the person's head right there.
It's
in
like
the chest.
A, it's like a battery-powered pump that's running. Yeah.
By the way, Charming, okay. Last Comic-Con, remember Chewbacca came to our booth?
Yes.
And you got pictures with Chewbacca?
Yeah.
Right, real tall, like 7
Who
foot tall.
Who is that person?
Well, that guy is not that tall. I was in the men's room with him. Not like that. But we were in the men's room, and he was he had his half the suit off. His head was like that.
That's
only went to the
magnificent
chest.
Magnificent.
You were
suit.
Whizzing beside Chewbacca?
I was whizzing beside a Wookiee. Yeah.
You whizzed with a
Wookiee? Do we know who that person was?
No. I can find out. But still, it was good. Really good Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Costume.
That was amazing.
His head was only in the chest.
Did you lean in as Chewbacca hung?
I didn't know.
But, like, I just want to know how he even pulled that off.
What's a Wookiee
I'll ask next time.
What's a Wookiee
dong look
like?
Because, you know, his arms seemed to be
dong.
At the appropriate length. And, you know, he was certainly harassing the hell out of me with
way
no problem.
Than us. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. He had a down pat. What are you going to do?
I made a laugh, and I invited some people over here. I hope they decide to come over. There's people over here who do real Star Wars fighting, like Jedi fighting. They have
like
real
lightsabers.
They have real lightsabers, and they do
so
real
they do
sword fights.
LARPing, but with like Star
they don't
Wars.
Really do
and
sword
they,
fighting.
And they have like a they have like a whole a union
so
of them.
You mean
there's
they
like
don't have spaceships and shit?
No.
No, that,
but there's
fighting?
A but there's a group that they meet like once a week and they have sword fights.
Has anyone had their hand chopped off yet?
So Star LARPing.
It's not legit, yeah.
And then the Candyman.
He just gave me the finger, Chris.
I tried to.
He was wiping his eye like.
He did.
I tried to.
He didn't like that
little
shit.
Kid
I tried to get the Candyman.
Really did not
show.
Like you, Chris.
Well,
yeah. You know, whatever.
Whatever.
You ate all the candy, motherfucker.
Hey, look, Jairus of all is here.
Jairus with his batarang.
Yeah.
Jairus of all.
In his shorts. Yeah. Because he just came from Canada where it's like 50 below already. So right now he's like tropical paradise here in Harrisburg,
yeah.
Pennsylvania.
He's living it up.
He's like, woo, it's hot.
Right?
Yeah. It's what? It is
90.
Right now.
Really?
Huh? I've been in here all morning, all day, so I don't know.
We are in an actual mall this time.
In a mall, Harrisburg Mall.
It's insane.
And we are in what used to be a Boss Cost department store on the bottom floor. And I got to give them credit. They filled it up like they said they would.
They did.
Look at that.
This
if you hear us pausing,
enjoyable.
Folks, if we pause, folks, it's because we're watching cosplayers walk by. They're either really fucking good or they're really fucking bad. That makes us stop. Yeah. Right?
Terrible.
Look, guys, yeah. Cosplay
but either,
right
either, either way, it makes you stop.
I appreciate everyone's efforts.
Do you
however.
Now?
However.
Like over That's here, nice. I never knew Harley Quinn had pockets. Harley Quinn has a pocket.
Harley Quinn's
holds a cell
gotta
phone.
Have her phone to call her Puddin'.
Call
so
her
Puddin'? Puddin'?
That's right.
Hey, how'd you say that one time, Charlie?
She gotta call her Puddin'.
Puddin'.
Her Puddin'.
Hey, Puddin'.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think I say that as a drop. It's somewhere out there.
How else is she gonna get
Puddin'? Yeah. Well, I don't
Good
know.
Good question.
Well, that, I mean.
Charm will find out.
She didn't. Did they have cell phones? They never had cell phones in Batman. How did they get a hold of each other?
I feel like they definitely had cell phones.
No, I've never seen Batman with a cell phone.
He had a bat phone.
What are you talking about?
It was in the car,
his
right?
cell phone
Richie
was a
says
big
yes.
part of like
yes.
he hacked
yeah,
into
but it was
his
like,
cell phone.
It's
like
attached
in
to the wall.
The Dark Knight series. He
crazy.
Used it.
Oh, hey, look. There's a guy
to
dressed.
Get an echo location
he's little,
trace.
He's a little on the big side, but he's dressed as the dude. From Big Lebowski.
What?
He's got the sweater and everything. There's three.
Where's Little Lebowski?
There's three dudes.
Oh my god!
Look at that.
Three dudes.
I'm excited right now.
Are you?
Yes. Yeah. You're out of your element.
Where's
you are out of your element.
Is Jesus with him?
Is Donnie there?
Where's the Jesus?
Where's the Jesus?
I can't see
oh,
around
man.
The column.
I know, man. This stupid
like
column.
There he is.
Hey. Where's the Jesus?
What's up?
He
Come on,
up.
Donnie.
Are you supposed to be Donnie?
You're supposed to be the Jesus, man. Where's What's up? Wrong, man.
You should just be carrying around a can of coffee.
I know.
Yeah, right? I've been trying to figure you out. What's going on?
Dream Daddy?
Have you played the game Dream Daddy?
No. Dad dating
Dad
simulator?
Dating
that
simulator?
Sounds really freaking awesome.
I thought you were trying to be Fred from the from Scooby-Doo.
He
but
thought
he
maybe like
a
Tim and Eric character type of thing.
There's another microphone over here.
Here.
In Dream Daddy, you play as a father, a gay father, who moves into a new part of town, and you go on dates with all the dads in the cul-de-sac.
Oh, that kind of daddy.
I'm so glad I asked you.
I know, me
oh
too.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
I was not thinking that.
I'm one of the characters you can date.
Oh.
Okay. You're an eligible bachelor is what all you're
right.
saying.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
That.
They
wow.
have a game
okay.
for every single well, situation.
That's
Wait, time out.
But, I mean, it's, like, legit, like, it's supposed to be... It's a parody, or is it supposed to be real? I mean, what
are you
going
the
on
only
here?
Person that plays
it? Is it supposed to be a social training tool?
Yeah, what is it? Is it just a goof?
Okay, Sims? So satirical. Okay.
Wait, is it online or is it?
You can get it on Steam. It was made by the Game Grumps.
Okay. Oh, you didn't make it. I thought you were here representing the whole thing, man. You can lie and say you did. That's fine. No one
is
can see
you. Is this microphone on?
It can be. Look at that. Pick up some ambiance. Look at that. It's a lot louder in here, folks. Come on down, homie.
Come on down.
There you go, Richie.
Bring it on down.
Yeah, there's Richie's Bogart in the guest chair
Daddy
over there.
Daddy Dayton down. Yeah, let him sit,
that's
Richie.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
It's all right. Daddy's kneeling. He's used
to
it. It's all good.
Boy, this show is completely unorganized.
Do tell me. So you've played this game.
Yes, I have.
What's it? Daddy Dating?
What? Dream Daddy, a dad dating simulator.
Okay, wait. Oh,
Dream Daddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dreamed. I got to write this down.
Dating
I got to investigate
Dream Daddy,
this.
A dating simulator. Okay.
Yeah, so what? So amazing. Do you go? You got? You, is there multi? Where? What are all the choices of
where
dates
do we
you could
find
possibly
this
go
game?
On?
Steam, or the
oh.
PlayStation Store.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
So what are all the
I
options
kind of wanted
of
it to be like.
On?
I wanted it to be like a board game, like
I think they're announcing for us to keep it down.
Like Mall Madness, like era type of like what was that one game? The dating game, the board game. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
The match game.
She does.
I know match game.
What was it?
I don't know.
I always lost.
I don't recall.
Come on down.
So,
anyways.
So you're here representing. This is your costume?
Yes.
Okay. You're a particular character on the
yes,
game?
Yes, I'm Daddy Joseph Christensen.
Daddy Joseph Christensen.
Yes. Daddy Joseph Christensen. Maple Bay's number one youth minister, 5 years running.
Oh, my. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
No kidding. How many kids has this guy got?
He actually has five.
Damn.
He has
five kids?
Then
we only see four of them.
Then he went to play for the other team.
And he's a minister?
Youth minister, yes.
He's a youth minister.
Yes. Oh, my God. Boy. You guys really poking the bear here, aren't you, man?
And a philandering wife, too.
Oh.
Wow.
And a Boy Scout leader.
I know, yeah, right?
Ridiculous.
I know. I'm really good with
sleeping
bags.
If you ever get the chance to at least watch somebody play it on YouTube, it's pretty funny.
I'm going to have to.
We need to check that out probably here, but there's no internet in here.
It sounds quite funny.
Yeah. Well, no, apparently there's no internet. Somebody told me that there's no internet because somebody was caught, like, specifically in your vendor, like, contract to not stream, and somebody was caught streaming.
So what they were caught? So
on
they shut
the
it off,
network, and they crashed the network.
Oh, they crashed
apparently
it.
Apparently, it was like a big scandal.
Well,
kind of surprised because I was trying to find.
Were you the one
that
was streaming?
No, I never.
No, they did announce this
were
morning.
Were you playing Dream Dad?
No.
Yeah, was that you, dude?
Is that what happened?
Dream Daddy dating site.
He's just all.
Called.
He's like, I can't get enough.
So how long have you been playing that game, dude?
About a year now.
Yeah?
It came out.
What?
It's been since 2017.
Are you addicted to it? Is that why you're here representing it?
No, he's just in it, man. He can't stop thinking about it.
what date am I going to go on next?
me and my fiance sat down and played it together. Okay. She fell in love with this character first because she just fell in love with the daddy dream, with the voice I gave him. Like,
is she here with you?
You
no,
gave him a
not.
Voice?
Yeah,
she wouldn't come here with him.
The voice I gave him. Like, when you open the door, you're like, hello, Mr. Stallion. I decided to bake you some cookies and to welcome you to the neighborhood.
You do that too well, dude.
I've been told that I do.
What's your name, dude?
Well. I'm Alec.
Hi, Alec.
Alec, you're wonderful.
Very good, Alec.
Yes.
Who's engaged to a woman, a chick.
Where is she at?
She didn't want to show up for this thing.
You're actually pretty close.
Oh, yeah? Did she put you up to the costume?
No, she actually hated this character.
But you insisted.
Yeah.
So she's not here. Okay.
So, wait, was she too embarrassed to go to the con like that?
No, she actually, when we were playing the game, she fell head over heels in love with him.
Yeah.
After their second date with him,
First
date we baked brownies and sold them at the church bake sale.
Did you?
Second date we were chaperoning the youth, some youth dance party at the church. And then he said, come back to my office. And we had a little thing called a margarita zone. It's like Margaritaville.
I got you. Margarita zone. Right.
Yeah. And she's
we're
like, oh, my gosh,
this
is so sweet.
On the show.
Yeah. You should.
I have got to play this game.
We need. Yes.
And then the third date, we meet him on his yacht. And then it breaks down. And then we end up confessing our love to each other through the Coast Guard.
Right.
Jeez Louise.
And then
nice.
We make love.
That's just wrong.
And then the next day, he decides he's going back to his wife. Like, like, because he was living on his yacht because they were separated. But then,
things were going so well.
Yeah, right.
Then the Coast Guard got involved.
Why in these stories is it always so convenient that the yacht breaks down right when they want it to break down? Well, right?
Drop anchor,
that's right,
which is not starting.
Oh, got a hole in the boat.
Drop anchor.
Looks like we're stuck here for the next 6 hours.
So what's the name of the game again?
Dream Daddy, a dad dating simulator.
On the Steam
Network or PlayStation.
We will check it out.
Dream Daddy. Alex,
thanks for stopping by. That was a good time.
Now you get to go tell your fiance that you got on a podcast.
Yeah. We'll figure out how to get this to you. It's the Hub Show. You can download this anywhere, dude. All right, man.
Thank you so much.
Hub Show, we're still here.
I love little phone clips.
We'll be back, folks. Stick around.
It's wonderful. Thank you so much.
All
right, dude.
Hub
Show. What's up? How you doing? How you living?
Great.
Jake the Snake here, guys. This is amazing.
Good times, man. Just passing through, you know. It's another day in paradise, man, is the way I look at it. You know, any day above ground is a good thing. And I've got so much going on right now. You know, Peanut Butter Falcon's out. Have you seen the movie yet?
Not yet. I've heard good things, though.
I kick butt, man. It's so fun, much fun to beat up a kid that's got autism, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Special day for you, you know. I was so proud. Anyway, we did that, and I'm about to start a 62-day tour, 59 cities in 62 days, on my comedy tour.
So you're up for that?
Oh yeah.
Where's the python though?
Wait, no scales, but a couple of warts.
Jeez.
Did I say it out loud?
You can edit that out later.
Anyway, no, the snake, man, you know, here's the thing. I'm terrified of snakes. I can't stand them, never did like them. But when I heard the bell ring, I changed. Completely different person. And that guy had no fear. He was a real idiot, you know. He damn near killed me, you know. So, yeah, Jake was pretty tough on people, man. Including myself, but you know, I made it past that. I've been clean and sober 8 years now, man, and life is so awesome. And I got my kids with me. My grandkids are doing great, and I'm out here now just trying to help other people, man. You know, I talk to anybody about drug addiction or alcoholism or family issues, man. With, you know, bottom line, where people are putting their hands on kids, man, which is not cool at all. And you kids are listening out there. If somebody's touching you, go talk to somebody else. Tell them what's going on, because it's not right. And it doesn't have to happen to you. And it's not your fault. So that's kind of what I do now. And I realize that, you know, wrestling, you got such a great high when you were in the ring. And people are all cheering you and they're screaming and all that. That's a great high. But if you want a high that's even better than that, go help somebody.
I can agree with that.
My friend, it's the true, beautiful high.
Yeah. It's wonderful. You heard it here, folks. Jake the Snake, thank you so much.
Right. Hey, I wanted to say, I liked you on the Lucas Brothers moving camera.
Oh, yeah, man. It was good shit, too, man. I did some sick shit on
it. I know, it's so funny. I laugh every time you come on.
It's perfect, man.
It's so good.
I love it.
Can we get a picture of us with him?
What was funny was, I'd go up and I'd do it, and then I'd knock that shit out.
Oh, yeah.
Take it, or like, how are you fucking doing that? No, I've been doing this shit for years.
I know.
Yeah, but my damn, you fucking made a number one. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like,
it's just you. Sure. It's just you in general.
We don't need to rent as much time for you. Because I knock it out like 20 minutes.
Probably would have had you on so much. It's just like, yeah, he's bad.
I'm going to just give you some shit. They told me in the beginning, they said, yeah, follow this.
What did you call me, Jake?
Camera with
you, honey.
Oh, Jake. It's your first day for little?
Richard.
A little day. I hate when that happens.
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Good to meet you, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. We brought that up. Come on, get in the picture.
I actually have a friend named Richard.
Hey, please
don't sign the
Moore Dick.
Moore Dick.
My girl in high school that I went to the prom with, her last name was Moore Dick.
It was awesome.
So when they announced us coming to the prom, in the house of Moore Dick. She's a fuck monster, man.
Yeah. Well, she was born to be.
She was
born to be with that man.
She's going to take care of her body, man.
Who are you talking about?
Girl I went to school with. Oh.
Her last name was Moore Dick.
The worst night I've ever had would be with her by myself.
Stories with Jake Roberts.
I fucking dig with like sausage and eggs. My skin was all going on.
It's called real wrong.
What? Yes. Michael's up to the mic now.
Oh, you're
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, you're,
oh, yeah,
great.
Great. You're good. You're good.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. I know how to project rail.
It's a good penguin, though, man.
I got caught on the screen 20 years ago.
So where are you living these days?
I'm close here. I'm down in Middletown.
Yeah?
In the sewers?
In the sewer?
No. I got a nice little place.
Ah, yeah. Moving on up in the world.
When I found a nice little place, yeah. I got hitched a couple years ago.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, your run for mayor just kind of ran out.
No. I'm going for president.
You're going for president?
Yeah,
the Penguin 2020, huh?
That's right.
I
want to
see what kind of tricks you got up your sleeve for that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the Penguin and Riddler 2020.
Yeah. The vice president. I mean, perfect. The Riddler's perfect for that.
Yeah.
Let's face it. No one knows what the hell the vice president does.
Right?
True.
True. He's just like a sidekick.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah,
he doesn't really do much. He just kind of, he's like the best man at a wedding.
I would say.
If the groom bails out, the best man just steps in. And then is that not how it works?
You're much nicer.
What is you've been invited to?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're much nicer.
Oh, I don't know. It must be this new seafood diet I'm on. I seafood, I eat it. I mean, that's
good.
That's a diet. Yeah.
Keep you happy.
Yeah.
You like these corny, like dad jokes, you know?
I think living above ground probably agrees with you a little bit better.
It's actually better because,
you would think your complexion would be getting a little bit better being in the sun.
Yeah, it's,
I'm trying, but it's very patchy, you know? It's just a little patchy. Getting a little sun, you know?
Yeah. All the flippers.
All that yard work.
And the flippers get dried out.
That's true.
You got to wash your flippers.
They become split and everything.
What happened?
They split.
They split
down.
Up.
They cracked pretty good. So I just had them separated.
I got you.
Let's face it. I mean, I have enough money. I was like, just get them separated.
Why not? Just go through with it.
It's a pain in the ass carrying everything around.
Right,
I want to say a nasty word, but I thought, I didn't know what sort of...
It's probably difficult to, commit, crime with just,
flippers are crap. I mean, let's face it,
Yeah, you got to have
fingers. Good for swimming, but come on, man.
You have to have an opposable thumb.
Right, exactly. Well,
how you gonna
always had that, but you just have...
And then fishes, they didn't slip right on your fingers.
You didn't have a trigger finger. I mean, what if you want to shoot somebody?
That's passe. Guns are passe.
Yeah.
If the freaking bat will use a gun, why should I use a gun?
That's right? True.
I want to be creative. Umbrellas are a thing,
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, just shoot
that's
right
true.
Out the end of the umbrella.
Exactly. That's very true. I'm going to do that.
I got to get me one of them umbrellas. I don't know where you buy a shooting.
He has
one that shoots gas.
Here's what you do.
You got one that shoots gas, one that shoots bullets.
What you got to do is you got to look online when they do those auctions. Out of Q Central.
Okay.
Yeah, off all the stuff that Bond doesn't use anymore. We're buying it wholesale. I mean, seriously. Yeah. I mean, let's see. When did you last see that guy do something cool?
He hasn't done anything in a long time.
You're
just clearing out the estate.
I mean, what, that last one, all he had was the fingerprint gun. That's it.
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah, right? Anybody can use a 9mm.
The finger screwed,
He picks his nose and then he can't use his gun anymore.
Yeah.
Flawed.
Wow, this is fantastic. I didn't expect this. This was fun. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah. Well, first time a penguin's ever been on the podcast.
Thank you.
Excited.
Yeah.
Right. Are you allowed to take a picture of you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to do that against the backdrop? Wrap this baby up, or we?
Yeah, we can do some fun things. Yeah,
yeah, you want to do some fun things? I'm going to play Jaws with you.
Yeah, we're going
to play
Jaws.
Oh, my God. I want to see Jaws.
I gotta,
yeah.
I would like to announce I'm officially undefeated at Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Really?
He's very, but you keep picking the blue robot, and
I leave fighting with my henchmen.
That's true.
You have a whole bunch of.
No, it's so hard that it just keeps slipping off the page.
I think you guys should play Jaws.
Yeah.
I think that should
we'll
that.
We'll play Jaws. Right.
Under the Hub Show tent. All right.
Yeah, we'll be right. With the penguin playing Jaws.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Wonderful.
Give me a rock.
Thanks for sitting.
There it is. You guys are wonderful at the Hub. I like this.
Yeah.
This is kind of cool.
Awesome.
Listen to the Hub Show.
This is the Penguin. Let me tell you what. These guys at the Hub are fantastic. My kind of people.
You hear yourself? There we go. Hub Show, Jay Heiss, Charming, Grisettita. We are here with
Luna.
Is it Luna?
Correct.
Is it your name? Did I say it right? How old are you, Luna?
5.
You're 5? What did you come dressed up as here at the Comic-Con?
Unicorn.
You were a unicorn. You were a good unicorn, too. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You want to get on the podcast, huh? You've been hanging around playing some games. Want to jump on the mic? You were patient. I appreciate that.
She played some Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Did
and
she?
I am sad to say that Captain Decapitate just... totally cheated.
Yeah, he probably flipped the table and everything. Whatever. Yes.
It was atrocious.
It was.
Anyway. It wasn't very nice, was it?
Luna, so you, what do you, do you know what you're going to be for Halloween next month? You're going to be a unicorn again, or what are you going to do?
I'm going to be the purple guy from Descendants.
The purple something from Descendants?
The purple guy. Oh. I don't know her name.
Okay.
Oh, well, the purple. Okay. All right.
We'll stick with that. But thanks for the help there, Charmin. Much appreciated.
Something.
Yeah. All right.
We don't know everything.
Did you have fun?
So.
What was your favorite part of today? What'd you see? What'd you do?
My favorite part of the day was Pikachu.
Pikachu. Yeah. Pikachu. Pikachu's walking around. That's
that
right.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you at least have fun playing some games here?
Yeah, the Hub Show.
I'm
glad you came on, Luna. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Now you
much.
Can replace the headphones and put your unicorn unicorn hat back on, right?
And we only get a headband.
Headband, excuse me, unicorn headband.
Get it right, Jay.
Can we get a picture of you in front of our backdrop?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. All right, thanks,
is it
Luna.
Okay with you guys?
It's good. All right, round of applause, right. People, for Luna.
Thank you,
yay.
Luna.
Woo. All right. We got the Candyman here.
Yeah.
Candyman, what's your name, sir?
My name's Tom.
Hey, Tom.
What's up, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
What's the deal with candy? This is what you do.
That's what I do.
How long you been in the candy game?
About 7 years.
Now, you said you used to have a store.
I did.
Yeah. Now, just online?
No, I was actually in a mall. Unfortunately, it was a dying mall.
We know how that goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This right here is a dying mall.
I understand.
I think all
just
the malls
went out there
are
to
dying.
Go to the food court, and it's...
I thought this was going to be a jamming mall.
But they have Taco Bell, and that's all that
that's
matters.
That's true. Okay. All right. Yeah, so Chris went over and he got stuck at your booth sampling all your candy there. You had him for like an hour.
Yeah.
Diet just went out the window. But anyway, good job, Tom.
I decided to go on a diet like Monday, and here I am Friday.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Well, those are actually very low in calorie.
Yeah?
Because those are actually made with sugar with beets, natural corn syrup. And fruit's the majority of the sugar, and just a little bit of wax on the outside to keep them sticking.
So
gotcha.
This is all you make.
So wait,
these.
You make?
No,
these?
I didn't make
okay.
these.
Okay.
I buy these from different companies. I have a friend of mine. I carry 18 different varieties of his fudge.
I gotcha.
I got about 40 different chocolates.
You're a distributor.
Do you have pistachio fudge?
40 different chocolates.
I do have pistachio fudge.
Wow. God,
do you have it here?
I do.
Oh, well, nice. Charmin knows what she has to do for it.
I didn't even know they made pistachio fudge.
It's so good.
Well,
always ask Charmin.
So he had these licorice.
Yeah.
But the licorice is from Australia.
Kookaburra.
Black or red licorice?
Both.
I like black licorice.
And it's super, I guess in Australia, they must make the licorice like super thick. Like it's a really big rope.
I gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Everything's bigger in Australia.
Twizzlers has really messed up the licorice.
No, that's it. Most of the stuff I carry is actually from Marriott, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
I carry up these gummies are Albanese gummies. And I also, a lot of my chocolates, the blueberries and the cherries you got there are from Albany's also.
Chocolate blueberries? Delicious. Is it blueberry covered chocolate? What is that?
No, what's it's actually on? A blueberry that was actually put in a big cement mixer, dried blueberry, and they pour chocolate over it, and they pour blueberry juice, and they spin it like a cement mixer.
Wow.
And it comes out like that, and the waste will come out like what you got right here, little pieces.
Oh, I got
you. Little nuggets.
Yeah, the little nuggets that are left in the bottom of the jar, huh?
Right.
That's not mine.
Nice.
There's no way it's
that's
that
like
cold.
When you're, that's probably
there's
the best
no
part,
way.
Right? The little nuggets are probably the best
does
part.
No, it's not. It's
no.
Just
now when you part. Get a, now when you get a bucket of fried chicken, usually the crispy parts on the bottom are usually the best part of the
they
bucket.
They usually are pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was my thought process in that. I was assuming.
But you were stuck over there, Chris, for quite a while. You couldn't get away from his booth. You were just going.
I think I tried everything.
You were like Willy Wonka over there, man.
I was in cold sweats.
I carry a lot of the dark chocolates too. I carry. Dark chocolate espresso and cashew and almond and cherry
and pistachio. Yep. All right, there you
and
go.
You do online sales, right?
Yes.
What's where do they find you at? What's the deal?
SugarDaddy'sCandy.com.
SugarDaddy'sCandy.com. All right.
Yep.
Yeah. This is good stuff.
With a Y.
With a Y, Sugar Daddy's with a Y. I got you, Daddy.
No apostrophe.
Nothing
no
like apostrophe. That, right?
Nothing like that. Nope.
No. So like
creamsicle gummy bear.
You're going to spoil your dinner, Chris. Anyway. So, Tom, where else? Just online?
Well, actually, what I do is I do a lot of shows.
They get to meet the candy man. I gotcha.
Well, I do gun shows. I do car shows.
You bring the candy to these? To those?
Yes.
Okay. That's whatever. Who doesn't like candy, right?
Yeah, so you're just a vendor on the run.
I'm a vendor on the run.
And you know, you got something going on every weekend?
Mostly. Yeah. I'm going to be at Seven Springs for the next 4 weekends. They have an autumn fest.
Oh,
people from Pittsburgh come up and pay $8-$9 to ride up the skylight to look at the leaves.
Yeah, and eat candy. Right.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, Tom, Sugar Daddy's.
Candy.com.
SugarDaddy'sCandy.com. All right, man.
I might not have money, but I sure got sugar.
You do.
There you go.
What else do you need?
You are a sugar daddy,
right?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Well, hey, the Hub Show, we're going to go. We're going to get some video tomorrow at your booth. You're going to be here tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
We'll check you out, see this stuff, and put on some video and all that good stuff and talk to you a little bit more over there. Is that fine with you?
Sounds great to
awesome.
Me.
Awesome. Let's do that. Thanks for coming on, Tom. The Candyman, SugarDaddy'sCandy.com.
Thanks for having
so
me, guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome.
You can have some candy jars.
I'm just
perennial
paid to be on the Hub Show.
Perennial all-star here from the Candy Man. Yeah,
hey,
there's a creamsicle, right? Creamsicle gummies. It's amazing, isn't it?
We're wrapping up day.
Those are amazing.
We're wrapping up day number one of the Harrisburg Pop and Comic Con, and we got our man here, Jairus of All, Master of None, science guy from YouTube. What's going on, dude? Chew your candy, sir.
Just got back from Canada.
Oh,
5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. Wow.
And this is dedication.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I love you too, man.
Hey, we all. I said I was going to be here. I'm here.
Yeah, much appreciated.
Dude, you didn't fly. You fly into Harrisburg, huh?
Harrisburg hardcore. No, I drove.
He drove, dude.
you drove from Canada.
I drove from Canada. Got here at 5 this morning.
Wow. So you were on this side of the Canada, anyways.
I was up near Toronto.
Yeah, he drove from Vancouver, dude. Give me a break.
Oh, he's the maybe he's the reason we got listeners in Toronto.
No.
I thought about
that's
that.
That's because you know who.
Like,
one in the chamber. Yeah.
But maybe.
So what did you do up in Canada? What was going on up there?
Collaborations with the Hacksmith.
Yeah?
How'd they go?
What kind of collaborations?
It went well. I helped him out with building the neuralizer for Men in Black.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I helped with the, what's the name of it? The Thanos sword. I can't remember the name of the sword, but it's the sword that Thanos used in Avengers Endgame.
Oh, okay.
The big double-bladed thing. I helped with that a bunch. Did a Batarang project, but they're also moving their shop. He used to have a garage in his backyard, a big one. He still does, but they're moving from that shop. All the operation was there. He just leased a 13,000 square foot facility that they're moving the shop into. It's
That's
huge.
Insane.
That is a giant
That's crazy.
Shop. Why do you need all that space?
And he's funding all this from YouTube.
Yeah.
Why would you need all that space?
What are we doing wrong?
What would you do with all that space?
Oh, awesome stuff. So after he bought the place, I found a go-kart in the weeds at his old shop. So one Saturday morning, I pulled it out and I fixed it and got it running. It'd been sitting there for like 3 years.
Right.
And then we started riding that, and we had so much fun, they went out and bought another go-kart. And I fixed that one up. So then we raced go-karts all through the facility and outside. And,
oh,
it was amazing.
Man. Too much fun. Through the warehouse and stuff.
And he got drift trikes, and there's all kinds of toys.
Cheers is living the dream.
Man. He is, man. The Canadian's
crazy. Well, the Hacksmith is living the dream. Yeah, I just got to partake in it a
little
bit.
Dream.
I always wanted to try one of those things. I always see the videos of him going downhill with the little drift trikes.
Yeah.
And
so this
sideways.
Is all flat, so you actually have to pedal to do it, but they're going to motorize them. So
you have to do some Flintstone action, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
Use your feet.
Oh, and we did a Batarang project.
Yes.
James
is that what this is, what you got right
this
here?
This isn't the project that we did. We collaborated, and I looked up every single Batarang, every different Batarang design.
Hold that thing up, dude.
And compiled all of them because apparently nobody's done that to this point.
Oh, this is a little bit of each Batarang.
No. Batarang. I did a project where I built every single Batarang.
Yeah. Oh, I
see. Ever from comics, TV, video games, movies, all the different designs. And we cut them out with a laser cutter to have examples. And then we cut them out with his water jet cutter called a Wazer.
Right.
We cut those out of steel, and then we had a little competition with a launcher that I made to see which one works the
I
best.
I saw you doing that on
and
Instagram
or something. Some of them went through drywall with the launcher, just right through.
I told him we need to do that here. Demonstrate some of that in here.
Is the Hacksmith a blacksmith? You're sharpening them up with what?
Angle grinder.
not like a serious, like, you're just not like a samurai sword. Folding metal.
No. We just took some stainless steel and cut them all out.
Nice.
And then, because we were doing a Batarang project, I wanted to do a project for my channel since I had access to all those tools.
Yes. Right.
So I made this one, which is a titanium Batarang.
Hmm.
Rocket powered.
So over the top.
Wow.
Love it.
Rocket.
And it's just my own
original
design.
That's why we have
design.
Them on the show.
So I wanted to make it look futuristic. So I kind of did like hard lines with little bits of curves.
What's the
Dana life?
What's the typical purpose of these rockets? What are they?
They make it spin faster.
I know, but what are they normally used for?
Oh, they're just model rocket engines.
Just model rocket engines. Yeah. Gotcha.
Black powder model rocket engines.
Yeah, so you swap them out?
Yep, you swap them after every shot.
After every shot.
Because Batman's batarangs are disposable because he's a billionaire, so he could easily have a whole bunch of these.
Yeah.
You know? It wouldn't be a big deal. So. For me,
right.
I made two. James has one, Hacksmith, and I have one.
Nice.
So I gave him one of them.
Yeah, you got little switches and it lights up.
Yep, it has a... two limit switches on the sides, and when you hold the limit switches down, it disconnects. Mm. Either one will disconnect the entire circuit that ignites the rocket engines.
Science.
And then once you're holding one down, you can arm it, and the LEDs turn on.
Gotcha.
And then you hold that switch down, you don't let go, and when you throw it, and you do let go of it, it completes the circuit, and it launches the rocket motors.
And they start, and that thing starts whipping.
Yeah. So we tested it in a field, and I just threw it really far to see how well it would work. And once those rocket engines get going... I have something to base this off of. I calculated the RPM of my rocket-powered carbon fiber boomerang that I made, and it got over 4,000 RPMs. This sounded entirely different, and it was spinning way faster. So this has to be at least 6,000 RPMs.
Yeah.
That it's spinning at, which is like a saw blade.
Yeah. Well, I guess you would imagine it would speed up. You would imagine it would speed up the tighter the radius on the rockets, right?
Well. Less leverage then.
Yeah.
So I just put them in a location that would be convenient to make it look cool.
Yeah.
Because I'm not worried about getting maximum speed from it. I just want to make something awesome that was fun to play with.
That's true.
So, I mean, it does make it spin a lot faster. It doesn't make it fly faster. It just makes it spin faster.
Look at Chris's brain spinning over here just looking at this thing. I know, dude.
And it's probably shooting fire
this
out.
This is the audio podcast.
It's shooting fire out when it comes out.
You can't see what you're looking at.
It's very dangerous.
Yeah, so you made a video of it hitting drywall, right?
Yep. We threw it. I've got video of in the field and the test of it and all that kind of stuff. And
is it available yet on YouTube?
No, it'll be available in 2 weeks.
Two weeks now. Jairus of all.
Are you still going to throw that thing? And let me.
I might have to throw it again for the video. I don't know if I have enough content yet. I haven't started editing the video yet.
Yeah.
You have to hit a watermelon with it.
Yeah. We tried.
James actually hit it.
You missed the
thing,
watermelon?
Right?
So I did miss the watermelon. James threw it. It hit the drywall above the watermelon, and then it fell and chopped into the watermelon. So he hit the watermelon. He won the contest.
Oh,
but not in the way you're supposed to have, right?
Right.
A little Gallagher action there.
He was closer to the watermelon than I was. So overall, he won. That was what we decided was going to be the competition.
You know, big watermelon has to be has to be really happy at the fact that all these guys are just blowing up watermelons all the time, right?
I'm next.
Yeah, yeah. Just shooting them with bullets in super slow-mo. Sure.
Yeah, it's like having a military government contract on bullets. Like, YouTube is their, it's their lifeblood.
It's ridiculous.
We strictly sell our melons to YouTubers.
Yeah. Put them in the YouTube
There's
pile.
Just a grower. Just a grower specifically. That's it. Yeah.
To
that.
All the farmers out there, you can't miss with watermelons.
So, Jairus, is this your latest endeavor project? What else is going on with you, man?
The Game of Thrones project that I was working on will be done. I'm doing a couple more collaborations, going out to Washington, working with 3D Printing Nerd. Well, I'm at least going to go visit 3D Printing Nerd and Punish Props, who's one of the major cosplay channels on YouTube, teaches you how to build everything out of foam. And he's an exceptional builder. Yeah. He's really amazing what he does. So I'm doing those, and then when I get back from that, I finish up, and then it's Aquaman time. Finally. And I've got everything that I need to do.
How's but it going? It's going to be cold out.
Yeah, when you do.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. It's a wetsuit. I'll have a wetsuit on. I'll be all right.
Where are you going to test it at, though?
That's I don't know, Florida.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. There you go. But what's the deal, though? Last time we spoke to you about on the TV show, you were talking about the paint was sticking to the suit and all that. Did you work that out or what?
Yes. I got another suit that's exactly the right size for me. Yeah. I ended up buying a suit, returning it, buying another suit, returning it, and eventually I got one that fits just right, and I can do the paint work now.
Jairus does not give up. I love this, man. That's why we have you back.
It's a lot of work to do that. That project is just a lot of work. I bet it is, man.
But you have to do it.
I do.
In your mind, you're like, I'm not
going to. Well, and another thing that was an issue with that project is I didn't know how to use like CAD systems to be able to build all the stuff in CAD to 3D print the parts for the Aquaman thing. And that was one of the things I did at the Hacksmiths. They taught me a lot of 3D CAD stuff. So.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw that the model kit guy has like a mini 3D printer.
I didn't notice it.
I'm sure it's a lot to pick up fast.
Right?
It is. It is.
It's like a whole different world.
I'm a reasonably quick learner, but it's still, you know, you have to learn. There's a lot of things in the program that I need to be able to know how to utilize to be able to make the complex parts that I'm going to make.
So. Right. I can never do it.
After you get to a certain age, you just tap out on learning stuff.
I'm the master of none.
My brain's filled. I'm not going to learn how to run AutoCAD. That's it. I'm done.
It's over.
I'm going to be a hands-on guy the rest of my life. I've given up.
Yeah.
Wasting your dreams.
So you got your hands full, obviously, next couple of months here and going to 2020. Lots going on, right?
Lots of projects. All lined up. They're stacking up. I got to get to work on them.
Yeah.
Because they need to get done.
It's piling up.
Yeah.
Will you be making another ugly sweater?
If I can think of a good idea.
Fart and Randy was classic.
Yeah.
That's a Hub Show classic.
But if I need to think of one that won't get demonetized on YouTube. I've had some ideas, but I don't think they're going to fly.
That one got demonetized?
No, that one didn't. But I'm saying my new ideas, I'm pretty sure will.
My Christmas tree topper scene from space.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about that.
How many...
Can't happen?
Blowing out the power.
He really wants you to do
how many generators
that,
would you need for that?
I want to do it, but I did look up what it would take to do something
like
that.
You tried, Chris.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You did look it up?
He didn't ignore you.
There's a casino in Vegas that has a light that you can see from space.
Excalibur. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Coming
out the top
of the
pyramid. Idea?
They have...
Is it...
No, the Luxor, right?
Yeah,
or
the pyramid.
Luxor,
it's one of them. I can't remember what it is. But that light, you can see it from space.
Yeah.
You can. But they're not allowed to run the light that high because it uses so much electricity to make it that bright.
The Hoover Dam is sucked dry.
It literally causes an infrastructure problem in Vegas because they pull too much power from the entire grid.
Which means they've done it before.
They have done it. And they're allowed to do it at times, but
it has to be planned.
They have to be ready for that.
Yeah, like they turn that thing on and they get a brownout, you know?
Wow.
Brownout.
Like,
or they could potentially.
Yeah.
So like they plan when they're going to run that at full power. It also, I can't remember what the cost is.
That's the only place that can do it that does it, what he's talking
I thought the Twin Towers that where they used to
They
be,
might, but
the,
to generate
the does.
That
the
amount
the
light, of yeah. photons to reach, like well, to have a
been
concentration
the challenge,
that you
man.
Can see from space is... More power than I have the money to be able to.
One time.
Chris is like, what does it
like
take?
A fraction of what a second.
Chris is like, money, no object.
Right.
Out of his checkbook.
We just need a 60-mile-long straw.
That's all.
And a flashlight.
That's it.
60-mile-long straw and a flashlight.
60 mile. Okay, Mr. Guinness Book of Records here.
Oh, we just launch a fiber optic to the International Space Station and then shine a flashlight into it. And they're like, we see it.
We did it. We did it.
Yeah. But then we'd have to contract SpaceX to get a rocket for us to run the fiber up there.
Yeah.
Never.
Or just tie it to the back end of the Tesla. They fired that Tesla into space.
Yeah. It's like a fishing line connected to it. Yeah.
So, Jarius, you're just back from Canada. You need to go rest, huh?
Yeah.
Get your mojo back there.
I do. Today is going to be a rest day, and then the next 2 days is all editing before I leave for Washington.
Yeah.
Got to get those videos out.
The schedule's full.
You're a traveling man.
I am right now.
When can we see you again on the Hub Show? Maybe towards the holidays again?
Yeah, towards the holidays would be good. I want to get some projects done so I can bring some stuff.
Wait, you guys
are we still doing the segment?
No, wait, time out. Yeah, that's another thing. We got Charming. Charming's out and about on the show now, going to different people to see, you know, to us go to them instead of you guys come to the studio. So if you're down for that.
Yeah, maybe she can come watch me throw the rocket-powered battery.
Man. I got to see that.
Yeah.
But I would like it if you were wearing...
The Aquaman suit protective while he's doing
gear.
It?
Protective gear. Like
all that.
Which would be like a welding outfit or something.
Welding outfit?
No. It's dangerous.
Never. No, I need nothing.
Yeah.
He'd be in the buff. We talked about that earlier.
The force.
Welding in the buff.
I'm sure you got to get that thing out of your hand before it burns, right? Or you got to hold it right because it'll burn your hand on the way out.
Yeah, as long as you have that button down, it won't turn on.
Gotcha.
And when you throw it, it's traveling very fast when you throw it. Yeah. So it's about 10, 15. It's but probably about 15
you don't
feet away.
You don't feel the heat on
so
your hands.
So how much time do you have in between like throwing it and like, I mean, because obviously you got to let go of the button. Like what's?
No, when you throw it and your hand slips off of it.
All right.
That's how you let
go of
the button.
We're going to set that up, though, so Charmy can come see the project. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Out and about. Batarang.
Crazy.
I just need a big, safe area to do it.
Fine.
That way I can get video of it.
You need a big safe area? Like, well, how big of an area? Have one near you that you can think of?
I mean, either a safe place that I can throw it and it can just chunk into the ground or, like, hit some kind of target. But
plenty of places in the hangar
town. You should just go, just toss it in right through a cornfield and just watch the stalks just chop down.
That'd be awesome.
See how big of a path you can cut.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if this at least took out a corn stalk or two.
Yeah.
It is all pretty sharp.
Well, he needs to go to the shark for a pipe down by where I live. There's plenty of open field there.
Right.
Come to us. We'll film it. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds
get
good.
Get Charmin out there in the field.
Get then you up in a junkyard.
I'm out here.
The wind's blowing.
Oh, that's where Jerry's you need to be. The background needs to be a junkyard. You're like throwing it into shit in the junkyard.
The mime. We just cut to the mime in the corner.
Do it all in one shot.
And car windows and everything.
Richie Lamp needs to come out there with us, do all of our field shots in one
miming
day, man.
Miming in the field.
In the background while Jarius is doing the battering, he's in there doing the mime bit. Yeah. We are geniuses, I tell you. We're the comic geniuses.
We're swinging it, man.
People who don't watch the Hub Show suck and they're missing out.
That's it.
Yeah. All right, Jarius of All, Master of None on YouTube, Science Staff back from Canada, working on the Batarang.
Thanks for having me.
Multi-pile of other projects in the works, including Aquaman. You got to let us know when that's going down,
dude.
I
can't wait.
We can't either. We're talking about it for almost a year, dude.
Oh, it's been coming for so long.
Yeah.
So much money.
But Christmas,
so much
we're going to have you back. You can lay out your weapons again. What are we going to do? You know, part of our Christmas deal here, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Very Jarius Christmas.
A very Jarius Christmas and a charming brown Christmas.
A very charming
Christmas. A charming brown Christmas with her dead tree, you know. Yeah.
Awesome.
Hub Show. Jarius of All, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Chris Charmer, we're out of here.
Adios.
You've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Charming Grissett, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.